there without a doubt. Cause baby, 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 you're out of time. The girl who wants to run away discovers that she's had a day. It's no good, you're thinking that you're all still mad. You're out of touch, my baby, my poor unfaithful baby. I said, baby, 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 you're out of time. Well, baby, 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 you're out of time. I said, baby, 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 you're out of time. Yes, you're all left out. There without a doubt, cause baby, 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 you're out of time. You thought you were a clever girl, giving up your social world, but you can't come back, be the first in line. Oh no, you're obsolete, my baby. Out of hand, sing a song.
So normally it's The Big Picture or Hear It Wow with Derek Gary, but I will be covering until 9 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. The show I do is every Wednesday night from 5 to 7 p.m. It's called Time Travel, where I jump around from time to time. For instance, I'll play something from the 50s, then I'll play something from now, then I'll play something from the 70s. Unless I have a theme, of course. And that theme today is time. That was The Stones with Out of Time. There's a couple of different versions of that. There's a little sped up one, which I prefer, but that one is great as well. The one sped up one you can find on Metamorphosis, I believe. And The Stones have been with us for 50 plus years, which is incredible. I've been here for almost 50 years, which is incredible. And it's 2020, which is incredible. And time does pass fast. You're not going to really understand that as a kid because time seems to last forever when you're 18 years old. 3 months, 6 months seems like a lifetime. But as you get older, boy, does it piss right away. to put it mildly, it just pisses right away. And the years just peel on by. This was a transitional year for me. It was full of some challenges and a lot of hope. And I ended up doing a lot of things that I normally would not have done. So it was a fun year, actually. It turned out to be a pretty good year for me, but there were a number of losses. I lost a really close friend, two really close friends, and a really close family member, and that was a real bummer. And as I get older, it's like you don't want to become too jaded, but it becomes life, and it's not something you want to get better at, but you deal with death a little bit better as you get older. It's not an easy thing, but time does move on, and it's nice to see new people that come into the world, and it's wonderful to have two young children in my life now. I get a nephew and a niece, and they're both so much fun, and they really recharge your batteries, and you really got to go out, and you got to make your mark and do what you love. And I've also noticed over time, things that you love kind of change, and people that you love kind of change. It all depends on where you are. That's my wisdom for 2020. Go out and find something that you want to do this year or be with somebody that you want to be with this year. But the most important thing is to be kind to one another. Kindness is something that just does not exist anymore for some reason. It's out there. You just have to find the right people for it. There's really a lot of ruthless people out there and just a lot of awful, awful things. And it's one of the reasons that the world does not like America right now. All the capitalists and just money makes the world go round. People will sell their own mother down the river in order to make a buck. They will lie and cheat to you in order to get what they want in a relationship, or you will have people at work that will just use you in order to better themselves. Just be very careful out there. Be true to yourself. Be a kind person, and eventually it'll pay off in the end, because if there's got to be something beyond this. I'm not really a religious man, but there's got to be something better than us. I'll tell you that. Human beings are just flawed, and we're one step up from monkeys, if you can even consider that. The only difference is we talk. Monkeys probably talk to one another too, but we don't know. We're so arrogant, we just assume that we're the smartest people here, but we aren't. Anyway, that's that. Let's go to the year 3030. 3030 sounds like a wonderful year, and I play this from time to time because I love it. It's Deltron 3030, and I'm going to play the first couple of tracks off it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the year 3030 here on Time Travel.
It's the year 3030, and here at the Corporate Institutional Bank of Time, we find ourselves reflecting, finding out that in fact, we came back. We were always coming back.
Technology and magic. Use my rapping so you all can see the hazards. Plus entertainment, where many are brainless. We cultivated a lost art of study, and I brought a buddy. Automator, harder slayer, fascinating combination. Cyber warlords are activating abominations. Armination with hatred, we ain't with that. We high tech archaeologists searching for knickknacks. Composing musical stem packs that impacts the soul. Crack the mold of what you think you rapping for. I used to be a mag soldier, but I didn't respect orders. I had to step forward, tell them this ain't for us. Living in a post-apocalyptic world, morbid and horrid. The secrets of the past, they hoard it. Now we just board it on our futuristic spacecraft. No mistakes, black. It's our music we must take back.
Stardate 3040.
Dell, I'm feeling
living like a ghost in a shell. I wrote this in jail, playing host to a cell for the pure verbal. They said my sentence was equivalent to murder, just another hurdle. I bounced through a portal. I knew they had the mind state of mere mortals. My ears morphed to receptors that catch up every word about gravity control and the families they hold for handsome ransoms. On the run with a handgun, blast bioforms. I am warned that a planet-wide manhunt with cannons will make me abandon my foolish plan of uprising. Fuck dying, I hijack a mech, control it with my magical chance. So battle advanced through centuries of hip-hop legacy. Mega speed, hyperwarp to automators, scribbling like the torch. They can't fight the force, victory is ours once we strike the source. Enterprising wise men looked at the horizon, thinking more capitalism is the wisdom. And in prison, all citizens empowered with rhythm. We keep the funk alive by talking with idioms. Concerned with thievery, medieval prehistoric rhetoric, well, we ahead of that. Lay it down with sound waves that pound pavement. Original minstrels, my central processing unit is intuit. My heart for this art, not artificial, cause that makes it hard to miss you. Copycats finish last in the human race. Staying glued to safes, too prude to take a Buddha break. We got espers that let us bless with fresh shit. Undetected by yes men, questing for five fleeting nanoseconds of fame. Protecting the brain from conspiracy against my cosmos, while I float the Neo Tokyo with OPO, or discuss combustible rust clusters with plus, evade cyber police in a computer crib, confuse the kids, but I can make it kick and rise as sacred, telepathic mind that takes its greatness from the matrix. Esperon professor rushes a cold depression with correction measures, while half the world's a desert, cannibals eat human brains for dessert, buried in a deep dirt, mobility inert. I insert these codes for the cataclysm. Ever since I had the vision, use my magnetism in this modern metropolis that tries to lock us up under preposterous laws that's not for us.
Going to be interspectacular, fantabulous. It'll blow your socks off. It's one of those things where machine versus man, man versus woman, woman versus your mother. Be there, intergalactic.
WMFO in Medford. This next one goes out to Ricky down here in Florida. It's Forna here on Time Travel.
Thank you.
WMFO in Medford. WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. This is Chris Earle, and I am subbing for The Big Picture, a.k.a. Hear It Wow, Mr. Derek Gary. Tonight, who's out enjoying his New Year's Day with his wife, Molly. And I will be here with you until 9 p.m. And next week, doing all Elvis for my show, because it's Elvis's birthday next week. What would have been his birthday? But I celebrate it every year here at WMFO. And I love Elvis. And every year I learn a little bit something new about Elvis. So I'll be pulling a bunch of Elvis tunes out for you next week. But right now, until 9 p.m., still taking requests. I got a few of them coming up and a few came in already. 855-915-9636. Songs about time today, yesterday, today, tomorrow, the past, the future, the present, whatever you like. Next up is REM here on Time Travel.
This is Mike Mills of REM asking you to get involved in saving our world's environment. To learn how, write Cool It, National Wildlife Federation, Washington, D.C., 20036. Thank you.
Lost to mankind, enclosed here within. Broadcast.
In the WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. We'll be right back.
times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
Songs don't stay around long, not much anymore.
Yesterday's songs are gone.
Yesterday's words don't make themselves heard like they did before.
Yesterday's words are
maybe gone. Yesterday's blues, maybe yesterday's news, but the truth always stays the same. And the good things will never change, like saying I love you. Just saying I love you. Yesterday's songs don't seem to belong, they're here and they're gone.
Yesterday's songs are gone.
Yesterday's moves don't stay in the grooves, they keep moving on.
Yesterday's blues.
Maybe yesterday's rhyme was for yesterday's time, and the future's not ours to see. But there's some things it always will be, like saying I love you. Saying I love you. And the good things will never change, like saying I love you. Saying I love you. Saying I love you. Like saying I love you.
Isn't that lovely? Isn't that nice? That's Neil Diamond with Yesterday's Songs here on Time Travel. Here with you until 9 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. The show I do is Time Travel with Chris Earle. Here with you every Wednesday from 5 to 7. I'm here with you till 9 tonight. Happy New Year, everybody. Doing songs about time today, tomorrow, the present. We got a couple of requests coming up, including one from Ken. He requested some Rush. That's coming up here. We got some Otis Redding. We got some Pink Floyd. And this one from the Beastie Boys, Staying in the Present Right Now with Alive here on Time Travel.
I have never been more ready in my entire life to do this right now. Never. So I'll be leading up to this moment all right now, right here. My whole life.
Say come with me, 'cause everybody's got this.
Now, I remember when that came out in 1999, and I'm like, oh, new Beastie Boys, this is awesome. They came out with an anthology, and that was the one, that and maybe one other, I think Start was the B-side or something, but that was pretty much the single and the only new song on the Beastie Boys anthology. And I'm like, the Beastie Boys is going to be great. It's live. Great tune. And unfortunately, hey, Mike, Adam, and Adam, you know, Adam, we lost Yacht over the last few years. We lost him in the 2010s. Hopefully the 2020s will be better than the 2010s. I thought the 2010s kind of sucked. It seems like every decade progressively sucks more, I think. I was thinking about it. I'm in my sixth decade now. Even though I'm only 48, I'm in my sixth decade because I had the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s. And now, even though the decade really doesn't start until January 1st of 2021... we consider this the 20s. So I've been around for six decades now at 48 years old. And each one is gotten progressively suckier, I think. I think my favorite's the 80s, even though I was through the 70s and I was a kid. And when you're a kid, pretty much as long as you got decent parents, as long as they don't suck and they're not like beating you or not feeding you, you do all right because people looking out for you. If you're a kid, people aren't usually mean to kids, you know. They're not like punching the bag, like Baby Yoda in the bag. They're not punching the bag, you know. They're usually nice to kids. And then the 80s was a lot of fun. I mean, a lot of people don't say they don't like the 80s. I love the 80s. I thought it was fun. You had crazy, crazy colors, and everybody was happy. Everybody seemed to make some money. You know, it was like the height of the U.S. power, you know, in the 80s. It was just like everybody seemed to make money, and everybody was happy. I don't know what was going on, but I wasn't going through high school. It was a good time to be alive. MTV was on, had really good friends, a lot of fun. Then the 90s come, I get out of high school, and then I'm going into college. I did some neat things in college. I went to England. I went out to UMass Amherst, learned how to drink there. That was a lot of fun. And I had a girlfriend, and you know, that ended up poorly, but it was great. It was like 4 years of a lot of fun and a lot of sex and drugs and just lots of fun. And then all of a sudden, they get out of college, and then I'm taking a couple of crappy jogs, burn like 60 to 80 hours a week. And then you get into the 2000s, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to make some money here. So I stop making some money, and then all of a sudden, I get laid off, and then I have to make like half the money I was making. I was making a ton of money. Then I'm making half the money, then a quarter of the money, then I get my money back. And then I'm dealing with these worse bosses. Bosses just got worse and worse. And then all of a sudden, I start doing comedy because I'm like, this life is just ridiculous. I should just go into the what I used to like, which was entertainment and stuff, instead of this communications crap that I'm doing and this customer service crap. And anyway, here we are now in 2019. I'm like, wow. Actually, it's 2020. So forget what I just said. Anyway, Time Travel's here with you until 9 p.m. This next one is a request from Ken, and it's actually the first concert that I saw back in 1987. It was the Hold Your Fire tour. Not a bad first concert to see. It's Rush here on Time Travel.
My skin get too thin.
That's a great request. That goes out to Ken once again. Time Stands Still by Rush. I love that. And in the video, and I saw that in concert, Amy Mann's head just like floated above the band. Like it was a black screen and just her head was like singing Time Stands Still. Me and my friend Dennis, we freaked out. I was like 15, 16 years old. We were freaking out. And Geddy Lee actually waved to us that night, which was pretty cool. We had pretty good seats, and we were up there screaming and yelling like only two teenage kids can do. Everybody else was like sitting down and relaxing during that song. We were up like, woo, because we had bought the album and played it over and over again, so we knew the song because the album had just come out in Time Stands Still. And meanwhile, Rush just retired, and they went out with a bang, and they produced some great music, and they're multi-generational. I'm very happy that Rush is still with us, and Rush has played quite a bit on the radio, including here at WMFO. One of my favorite bands, great band, Rush, here on Time Travel with Chris Earl. Here with you until 9 p.m., playing songs about time. Got a bunch of requests coming up, including some things that I enjoy, including this next one from The Beatles. Next one goes out to Salisbury, Massachusetts, to my brother.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time.
All right, Songs About Time here on Time Travel, including this one from Pink Floyd.
91.5 WMFO Medford.